USA Radio News.
Four people are in critical condition following a lightning strike across the street from the White House. A spokesperson for D.C. Fire and Emergency Medical Services has confirmed that two men and two women were transferred to area hospitals. A severe thunderstorm hit the D.C. region on Thursday. Police have secured the scene at a Minnesota Mall of America after it was placed on lockdown when gunshots rang out in the mall. Police confirmed shots were fired after video posts online captured what sounded like gunshots near the mall's Nike store. Police have confirmed that the suspect fled the Mall of America on foot. There have been no victims reported. Once the lockdown was lifted, the mall has been closed for the evening. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The Biden administration has declared monkeypox a public health emergency as cases got up to 6,600 nationwide. The declaration could facilitate access to emergency funds, allowing health agencies to collect more data about cases and vaccinations, accelerate vaccine distribution, and make it easier for doctors to prescribe treatment. FBI agents recently returned the cell phones and other electronic devices they had seized from Donald Trump's former attorney Rudy Giuliani. They are currently conducting an investigation into whether he failed to register as a foreign agent of Ukraine. The lawyer for Giuliani told Reuters that he has not officially been notified yet whether federal prosecutors in Manhattan are closing the investigation. Giuliani is still entangled in several other pending investigations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A New York man was sentenced to 8 years in prison for pushing a woman in front of an oncoming subway train at Union Square in November 2020. The entire incident was captured on video. The man pleaded guilty to attempted murder charges.
Americans have reached a new milestone under President Biden's leadership, $16.5 trillion of debt. That's the most Americans have ever racked up. Dave Ramsey on Fox News is a personal financial expert. He says Americans are scared for their finances.
Well, it's tight out there. Folks are really, really scared. And what this is a sign of is they're reacting poorly to the situation. Because here's the thing. If you don't lower your lifestyle to be within your income, even given all the inflation and even all the pressures, you know, it's real out there. But the if you don't lower your income below your outgo, it's not sustainable. I mean, you can't just add credit card debt every year and not address this situation. As an individual person, you can't do that. I mean, you can't keep borrowing like you're in Congress.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Days of Our Lives has reached an end of an era. The soap opera will be finding a new home at Peacock Streaming Network after being on NBC and being the longest running series on the network. It will begin streaming on September 12th. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.